Washington State's highest court is now weighing whether to end the long-running McCleary school funding case. An attorney for the state asked the justices to find that the state has now complied by passing an education funding plan. But many groups argue it hasn't done enough. 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross has more.
Summer Stinson is a parent in Seattle and president of an advocacy group called Washington's Paramount Duty. The name of the group refers to the state constitution, which says Washington's paramount duty is to make ample provision for the education of all kids who live here. Stinson sat in the courtroom for the hearing. She says she was dismayed to hear an attorney from the state, Alan Copsey, explain why the plan from the legislature phases in more state tax dollars instead of doing it by next September, the deadline the legislature had agreed to.
We're going on almost 11 years here with the McCleary case. So to hear the state talking about ramping up and again delaying the deadline was really frustrating.
Copsey told the court that what matters is that the legislature has a plan in place, a plan that includes a hike to the state property tax and a restriction on the use of local levies to pay for schools. He says it takes time to build legislative consensus and that this funding shift is a sea change for Washington State in how it funds basic education. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.